comes naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to this week's episode, everybody.
Hi.
I was hoping Mike wasn't gonna notice, but I was being too quiet, and then I hit the button. I had to move the mouse.
You're sneaky. I didn't like it.
Sneaky snake. It's a sneaky snake.
What's on the docket today, fuckers?
Well, I'm gonna give you one of these.
All right.
That was a middle finger for everybody who can't see.
Far enough.
And then I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't an answer.
Will Smith, blue genie.
He is a blue genie.
The internet hates it. I think it's funny because the internet hates it.
I don't hate. I mean, I like the fact that he's actually blue.
Right.
But I wasn't one of the internet people that just jumped like, he's not going to be blue. I was like, I would have liked to see the very first thing I ever saw of him as blue. Right. But I realized also in that picture he had legs. So it was like basically a shot of just the main three actors in costume, you know what I mean? So I was like, I get it, but like people like legit hate everything they do.
They hated that, and then now that they show him blue, everybody hates that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm okay with it.
Internet ain't ever gonna be happy.
But speaking of things that people aren't happy about in that trailer, what are you not happy about?
Jafar wasn't an old creepy man.
That is weird. Like honestly, I didn't catch it at first. I caught the voice was just more of like just monotone.
Yeah, it was very like lackluster.
Not that like evil, you know, Jafar.
Just a little bit you grabbed that, I could hear it. And I was like, that's gonna be fucking loud as shit if he crinkles it. One of the girls at work, she brought up a very valid point. That could just be a placeholder. Like, that was just him. But I was like, why would you shoot that whole scene with him in full garb with the fucking parrot on his shoulder? Well, his parrot's probably not real. But like, in full garb that, when it's... He isn't... At no point in that scene with Aladdin is he actually Jafar.
And there's no point in doing that.
Yeah, because the only
this
time
in Marvel where you're throwing this off.
Yeah, like we've seen the fucking movie. Which, by the way,
or is it
iTunes? If you're listening, why can't I buy the animated Aladdin right now?
Because Disney.
Yeah. Oh, Mike's picking it up. You can't fucking buy it.
Well, how many Disney movies can you buy on iTunes?
Almost all of them. Really? They literally
been
just,
on there before.
Yeah, I know. And I was like, you know, I want to rewatch it, and I'm not pulling out my fucking VHS because I don't have a fucking VHS player, and I don't own it on Blu-ray or DVD that I know of. Finding stuff in this house.
Oh, gross! You can get the second one and the third
one. Second and the third one, you can buy digitally. Cannot buy the first one because they're going to re-release it soon when the movie's coming out, right? Yeah. But like, you can. They just re-released The Little Mermaid, and we know they're making a live-action version of that.
Yeah,
that's like a couple years away, but still making it. But yet, I can fucking buy that. Why?
I don't know.
It can't be iTunes that's doing it. It's got to be Disney. But it's like, come the fuck on, like. I'm still going to spend $20 on it.
But it, you're right. It could be that they're just releasing. They're going to re-release it maybe with more iTunes features.
Oh, fuck, I don't even care. Just update the one I bought. It's going to be the same price. It's still going to be $20.
Isn't though?
Probably. They don't go more than $20. I've never seen them.
It's funny because even on the main page of the movies, one of the banner ones is The Little Mermaid. And it's like, but we can't get Aladdin right now? That's weird.
Right?
Like... I
want to watch the original one.
Yeah, like exactly. I saw this trailer and I was like, I fucking want
to
watch
it. My parents' house to try and find the VHS version.
It's
of it.
Exactly.
It's been so long since I seen it. There's like details that I'm fuzzy on because you were talking about how Jafar doesn't look like an old man. And in my head, it's like, was he an old man the whole time in the movie? Was there a spot where he like because he was like a genie at one point, right?
At the end, yeah. Well, he gets the
old man scene. Is that that's the first time he meets Aladdin? Quote unquote, because he's seen him before, but Aladdin gets thrown in jail.
Yeah,
and he frees him.
Escape.
He's an old man in the cell with him
for going to the Cave of Wonders to retrieve the lamp.
And says, "You can have everything in there. Only thing I want is the lamp." So when it's collapsing before the carpet gets him, he's hanging on. He's got the lamp, and the old man says, "Give me the lamp," like this, right? And he's crouching down, and of course it collapses before he can give him the lamp. And or he gives him the lamp and he lets him go, and that's when Abu grabs it and comes back in. Spoiler alert, by the way. And you don't know he has it, so then he's like, and he derobes as the old man, and you see it's Jafar. Like we all knew it was fucking Jafar.
Well, you knew it because Iago was in his fucking was the hump.
Yeah, so you knew that. So, but then it's like I saw the trailer and I was like, I was so excited that I saw Iago, and then he lands on Jafar in full costume as Jafar, and I was like, I'm 7 seconds in this fucking 31-second trailer. I'm already disappointed.
Yeah.
And then I wasn't nearly as fucking upset about the whole genie thing. I think the aesthetic was cool. I think it was the yeah. voice acting was a little Will Smithy, but I think I'm not actually one of those people who hates that. I was just like, all right, whatever. I'll that's take you know, whatever
I
yeah.
Take what I
and I think he's gonna be able to do a lot of the things that you know and that they need him to do to be that character. But I was actually impressed by the details they had in the genie. The fact that he was big.
Yeah,
he was very muscular, like the genie always was.
Yep,
you know, barrel chested and things like that. But then the little things of like the gauntlet. Had the same markings that the lamp had, and you can actually see him running up into his arm because yeah. you realize those are what's holding him to it. And unlike the spoiler for the second animated movie, they redrew him with the gauntlets on, which made everyone think, "Oh, is he captive to the lamp again?" But he was actually free still.
Yeah.
But that was the character design. So their animators, because they paid like Chinese animators to do it again, were just like going off of it and so animating with the cuff still on. So, but. Yeah, it's. I've talked to many people about it, and they're like, "That's what bothers you?" I'm like, "Yeah, because that was like the cool thing about that is like he tricked Aladdin into it,
yeah.
by freeing him and like you know like all this stuff." I'm like, "But like just the stuff inside the Cave of Wonders is really cool, where you see them standing on the rock as it's collapsing. You can see him jumping. You see a carpet there."
Awesome. I missed the first time that I watched it, and then you mentioned it, and we watched it again, and it was like, "Oh fuck!"
Yeah, it's so cool, right?
Yeah.
Australia does not have a 3D showing of Alita tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't doubt that. I really don't want to go to AMC either.
Wait, what happened just now?
I don't know.
Wait, there's showings today? That can't be right.
I mean, it could be right.
Does it come out on Thursday? Someone pull up their app and look at this real quick while I'm...
I got it.
You got it?
Every theater has a 7 o'clock and a 10-something for tonight.
You get that early release?
That it early, is early a release?
Yeah, releases February 13th. It releases today. Tonight. But it's weird. Australia has 2 Cine Ones, but if you go to the 14th, they have them all day. At every theater has them all day. And when you go to Australia,
yeah,
they have 3D and they have Cine One starting tomorrow, and they're running all day tomorrow.
Yeah, early ass showing.
It's like 9:30 3D tomorrow morning, which I think we should go to if we were going to do that.
Tomorrow morning?
Yeah. That way, before you get all your adulting stuff going, we can get it done in the morning. Unless you prefer it at night. You prefer it at night, don't you? Wink.
A little bit, yeah.
I'm just wondering, I'm just hoping they don't throw it in a small theater for the 3D.
Probably in one of the smaller ones, but...
So no one needs to be 3D.
Yeah, the problem is, though, is that 3D is kind of losing its...
Yeah, but this movie was made in 3D, though.
Yeah.
So that's, like, the kind of the thing. Because James Cameron is, like, a weird fucking 3D boner.
Trust me, I understand that boner.
I got personal real quick.
How many of us here still have a 3D TV that uses it?
I used it the other day.
To watch something in 3D?
Yeah.
What?
I'm not going to tell you what it is because you'll be mad at me.
What was it?
What was it?
What are we watching tonight?
Good Lord. Why can't you wait a fucking day?
I got excited. I forgot I had that one on 3D.
We watched Guardians of the Galaxy 1. Volume 1.
Because it's the only one of the two I have in 3D.
But this is the second time now that he has literally watched the day before...
It wasn't the day before.
Mm-hmm.
It was 2 days before. I watched it yesterday. I watched it on Monday.
You just can't wait.
I cannot, no. I forgot I had it in 3D, and I was like, oh. Because I think it's the last one I bought in 3D.
I haven't bought in 3D.
Yeah, I bought digital.
We could watch it in 3D tonight if you guys want to.
We can. I mean, some of us will actually see the movie tonight.
Mike?
Yeah.
I'm not sure yet.
We'll discuss the lead
back. I got a lot of stuff tomorrow. To do.
Somebody's a worky ass bitch.
Oh,
worky ass bitch. And I still got workout. And then I'm very tired.
Oh, you work tomorrow morning, so you couldn't even do the 9:30 tomorrow, could you?
No. Well.
Well, it depends what time you're actually getting off tomorrow.
Let me see. I should be off by then, actually.
It's really funny to me. I just look. If you look at the screenings for tomorrow 3D at Australia, there's a 9:30 a.m. in 3D. The next showing, 2:15. How long is this fucking movie?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I can tell you it's probably right in front of me.
Probably is right in front of you.
2 hours and 2 minutes. I like when they're like a good 2 hours. So by the way, did you see that it's probably going to be official? Endgame is going to be like 3-something hours long.
I'm okay with that.
I'm kind of excited about it, but I'm also like, that's a lot of time to cry in.
Well, they need a lot of time to continue this story and not tie up any loose ends. So,
right?
What? Continue the story and not tie up any loose ends? Yeah. No, oh, okay. Like so weirdly bitter for a fan.
Fuck you.
And it just goes the fact that he's a diehard fan of something, because he'll talk mad shit about it, but he'll still continue to be a fan, like the Suns, for example.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, that's a different level. That's, I don't go after movies like that.
What I'm saying, though, is like this is one of those things where like I almost guarantee, as a blanket statement, you will go see every Marvel movie they release in theaters, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so same idea.
Until, like, they make some egregious shit, like, in a row, you know?
Well, yeah, and once they start to falter, which, to me, they haven't really done so far.
No.
But, you know, whatever. I'm just saying.
You know, until I watch this movie, and it's like, oh, come back next year for part 3.
Oh, he would be so mad.
I'd be so fucking pissed.
Oh, I could see, like, a cup flying across the theater.
I'd be laughing my ass off.
Oh, yeah,
for legit, sure. I would be so upset if they don't have a fucking scene in this movie where all of them are together fighting one giant fight. That's all I've been wanting to see.
Not two different groups of them?
Four or whatever?
Well, like, I mean, it was 2 seconds. It's garbage. There's one on Titan and there's one in Wakanda.
Yeah,
they're spread out on Wakanda for show.
For sure. I need one shot of all of them running towards whatever fucking danger is in front of them. Good slow motion shot, a nice score.
Well, did you see
just long enough?
Did you see that
thing? Your erection get really, really hard
when it leaked that Cap was gonna be back in a suit and, you know, with the everything. Do you see why there's a thing? It was a fake tweet from Marvel. It was like, Cap's new is back in a full suit. Here's the reason why, and it says like the belt can hold all the dust.
Oh.
I was like, because someone was like pouches, and I was like, gross. But yeah, so that's that.
Joe and I were briefly talking about something earlier at the comic book shop. Spider-Man villain, I just spaced on his name because
Kraven.
Hunter. One, because my growing up with Spider-Man was the animated series that they had in the 90s or whatever the fuck.
Yep.
He was a big part of that. I loved him as a bad guy. I want to know, do you think he works as a movie villain? And if so, or even if he doesn't, who would you cast as him?
So I actually had this discussion with someone at work the other day. Because there was rumors that popped up that Mysterio, or there's a cameo of another villain in... Really?
I am. No, bitch!
Jesus Christ, I don't even know what I said that's even cameo. Close. Apparently. I was waiting to see if it happened. They're like, oh, I saw a thing saying Kraven was going to be either mentioned. I'm like, oh, you mentioned is one thing, but like seen is another, you know what I mean? But they're like, so who do you think would make a really cool Kraven? And I was like, I don't know why, but as soon as it like happened, the person that popped in my head would be was Scott Eastwood. And I was like, I don't know why that's the first thought my brain went to.
That's a weird one.
And I was like, I don't think that's actually a good choice. But that's like more my brain instantly went, Scott Eastwood. I was like, fuck. But then I was like, I was thinking about it. I was like, that movie Diablo he did, it's pretty crazy in that movie. I was like, well, actually, if you give him a beard, maybe. But
so think to Boss Logic on Twitter. I want to see him as the new Wolverine.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because Boss Logic did a fan art of Eastwood. He's been doing different famous people as new superhero characters.
Okay.
One of them was Eastwood as Wolverine. And I was like, yeah, it works really well. And he's young enough to like carry a new Mantle. Age of franchise. And he's a good actor, too.
Yeah.
Which he needs that. He needs that ten pole thing too. But the other one I thought was funny was like, but really, really, really good, and he could use his actual accent would be Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, I think he's done with physical roles, man.
Just saying, it'd be pretty dope.
What's his origin in the comics? Like, where is he from?
I believe in the comic books he's American.
Okay.
And it wasn't until,
because in the cartoon he was like,
cartoon he got a different, like, he was like South African or something like that.
Yeah.
I think it was South. I think it was South Africa. He might be New Zealand.
I don't know.
Someone should look that up. Are you looking it up?
Mm-hmm.
Because even the comic book, I think I might be wrong about that.
Because I thought he was American. Two default.
Go for it.
I told Joe, my default for any time a big fucking muscly character gets mentioned is I just automatically go, The Rock. He's giant and he's good at acting.
And this one, he's doing DC movies, so.
So that one. But then I started thinking, well, Joe Manganiello would be super dope too.
Russian.
Really?
Kevin's real name is Sergei Kravinoff. Right. He is a Russian immigrant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to have to change
that. But he grew up in America, right?
Yeah, son of an aristocrat who fled to the United States with his family in 1917 after the Russian nobility was decimated by the February Revolution and subsequent collapse of the reign of Tsar Nicholas II.
That's right. See, I remember him being like in rainforests and shit, so I thought he was like...
So his whole thing was he traveled all around the world, but I knew he grew up in America. For some reason, I just thought he was American, but yeah, you say that now, I knew he was Russian.
But I don't really love both those choices. I mean, obviously, I'd be super excited about it.
The Rock would just be ridiculous.
Yeah, because if I remember correctly, he didn't have actual superpowers, right?
He's just a really good tracker. Yeah, he's a really good tracker.
He's basically like a Batman.
Yeah, type. Yeah, and he's supposedly he's really rich too. Yeah. That's why he can afford to do all the expeditions that he has.
So that's why I think it won't work in a movie. Because at this point, I guess like Vulture didn't have any actual superpowers, but he had a cool suit.
But the thing is, Kraven can't
have a suit.
Kraven,
he consumes a mystical serum to give himself enhanced strength and dramatically slow aging process.
Yes, because he's actually super old.
Actually have some superpowers.
Yeah, it depends on which way you go.
But now it works for a movie.
Yeah, and then there was one, it might have been the ultimate version. Actually, no, was it the old version? He had a necklace that gave it that ability. So the tooth necklace he had. I
remember that too, yeah.
He had that. And that actually might have been the cartoon.
It does sound familiar.
Wikipedia only mentions the...
Or maybe the cartoon. Maybe the
necklace. That makes it work better as a movie villain.
But his big thing is he's a very good tracker.
On the ultimate universe, he's Australian.
Ah, and see, host of
his own TV reality show.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
You fucking Steve Irwin and shit.
Except for he didn't die from a sting to the heart.
Hey, man.
What, too soon?
Hey, man.
Is that too soon?
Nah.
Where's the Old Man Logan, Spider-Gwen, Marvel Zombies?
Marvel Zombies was pretty funny because he was hunting the zombies.
Well, it's listing like all the different iterations that he's been in, but I don't see the cartoon Spider-Man on here.
You see other media? It'd be listed under
It's listed under other versions.
There might be another media. The first one that
they list is Amazing Spider-Man Renew Your Vows. I wonder if that's just maybe not the comics.
Yeah, it's the comic. Yeah, it's the new one of the newer ones they did
a couple months ago. Here we go. Television.
Yeah.
Here's an Iron Man. 81 Spider-Man. Oh, here we go. 94 Spider-Man animated series. So when big game hunter Sergei Kravinoff is attacked and nearly killed by hyenas while saving Dr. Mariah Crawford from them, he is saved by the administration of a miracle, the administration of a miracle drug by Dr. Crawford, which in addition to curing his wounds, grants him heightened senses and physical abilities. Unfortunately, the serum also causes him to become increasingly bestial, to the point that he eventually begins hunting like a jungle animal and calling himself Kraven the Hunter. So I guess it still was some sort of mystical, although scientific, thing in the animated series. Hmm. But it doesn't really give any idea of his background in there. Yeah.
So
Gerard Butler would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
He can bulk up, get crazy.
Yeah, I'd like Gerard Butler.
Plus, he can speak with an accent. So
yeah, he's got one of those.
Yeah. Has he ever played a Russian?
I don't know. I'm not even sure where he's from.
England?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Whatever.
I don't like.
As far as I know, he's a Secret Service agent. Saves the president twice.
Agent man?
He might. Is he? I don't know if he's. Is he straight English?
Or
is he
Scottish?
Scottish. As I say, he might be Scottish or Irish.
He's a Scottish actor, producer, singer, musician.
What? Singer.
They're all singers. If you're Irish, you're a singer.
If you're Scottish, you get. Yeah. I don't know. I don't buy it.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. He initially studied law. He was going to be a lawyer.
No.
Imagine Gerard Butler.
He just did that for the role in...
Law-abiding citizen. He really wanted to dive in.
He did two things. He visited... He got a law degree, and he visited a nudist camp.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Got to get used to being naked.
Yeah.
Oiled up naked for some reason. Like Terry Crews was in Gamer. Still terrifying.
Also, Gerard Butler.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's where he got it from. He's like, oh, you know what I should do?
Keith Jardine got fucked up in that movie, too. Keith Jardine's carved out a nice little niche for
getting
himself.
Getting his ass kicked? Yeah.
Getting his ass whooped on screen.
Well, in Gamer, he got exploded, right?
Right, yeah. Or shot in the head, I can't remember.
He got exploded.
And then Punisher recently got turned into the Toxic Avenger.
Dude.
And then...
So brutal.
Was it Crank
2?
Didn't get head kicked by Statham? Or was it just... I can't remember. But there's something else he was in, too. Jardine. Dean Amin, former UFC fighter, who I hated because he beat Forrest Griffin.
Literally beat Forrest Griffin.
Yeah. And then made me think Houston Alexander was the greatest fighter of all time because he got his head knocked off by an uppercut.
Nice.
Greatest uppercut of all time.
Ah, damn. Jack Ryan renewed for a third season on Amazon.
Okay, can we get the second season now?
Man, I haven't even seen the second episode yet.
What?
You know, you're fucking joking. No, he's not at all.
I just watch things and then I'm like, that was cool.
Speaking of which,
see you later.
I didn't realize the second season of The Orville has been out for like 6 weeks now, I guess. I found it like 2 days ago and I was like, oh shit, I'm gonna start watching.
Did you finish
again.
The first season?
No, I didn't.
I didn't finish.
I literally finished it like a month ago.
I had like three episodes left.
Yeah.
But after the first episode, I was like, oh man, I forgot how good this show was.
You know why I didn't watch it? Because I was 1,000% sure it was going to get canceled. Yeah. And I was like, I'm
why finish this thing that's going to get canceled?
It's going to get canceled after this season because it's getting too much like good press. We all know Fox does, so.
But yeah, after watching the first episode of the second season again, I was like, I forgot how good this show was and how deservingly good and just like
John Wick is the other one where he got fucked up.
Oh yeah.
Sorry. It's just
John Wick.
I'm actually curious who'd he play in John Wick.
He was just one of the rando dudes. That's literally all he does is because he's this big intimidating figure because he's got the bald head and the long goatee
and
he's in shape. And he was a high-level fighter, so the choreography is easy for him. So he's literally carved himself out a nice little...
As the guy that it looks intimidating, but gets
fights, he'll carry a fight scene for you, you know? Won't be the main guy, but he's going to have to get his ass whooped by the good guy at some point.
Yeah.
Or his face completely rearranged by a set of weights.
Bruh. That was awful.
Oh my god, it was so gross. That's another thing I haven't finished yet either. I'm like on episode 7, I think.
Punisher was so good.
It's so good.
And the last episode, last scene, just right there.
Yeah? What happens? Don't tell me.
I don't know yet.
You haven't finished it yet?
What?
You're so Joe.
I know, because
you're so Mike.
No,
don't do that.
First off, I have 2 episodes left. But I have this fear, as soon as I finish it, there's going to cancel it.
They're going to cancel
it. I had that fear, too.
I know, but
it's getting canceled. All those Marvel shows are canceled.
That's exactly what happened the last 2 times. That. Every time I finished Iron Fist Season 2.
So you're going to sacrifice for the better of the world? Like, if I never watch...
Maybe we can get a third season out of it if I just don't finish Season 2 yet.
Thank you.
I don't think...
Thank you.
I'm trying to... try.
I don't think the Marvel people are just watching your
I think they are.
Like, just wait.
We just wait for 2 more episodes. Clearly. He's got 2 finishes. More episodes. He's going to give in, then we're going to cancel that shit. He's going to be invested.
They already have the press release ready to go.
Yeah.
I was waiting for episode 13 to end.
They just
maybe if I just watch it all the way until almost it's the end, and it's not the end, I'll just stop it there, and they're like, oh, we have to wait till it fucking finishes it. Unless they look at the timestamp, I might already be like done.
Yeah, man. Like if you got the gist of it, they're gonna be like, oh,
he'll figure it out. Yeah. Cancelled.
Yeah.
Sons of bitches.
I still can't believe you haven't finished it.
I was burning through it, and then I literally started to pace myself because I was going through it too quickly, and I didn't know of anything newer coming up that was gonna. Because the next thing I'm really anticipating comes out this Friday, which is the Umbrella Academy. Mm. So I was like, I really do, because we still don't have. I don't think we have a release date for The Boys yet on Amazon.
No.
So like that's the next one. We don't have a release date yet for The Expanse.
Amazon is being really tight-lipped about all of their release dates.
Shit.
Because we should be hearing a release date for the fucking Lord of the Rings thing that they're doing, too.
Yeah, I don't think we're seeing that this year, though.
But, I mean, like, you...
Something, yeah.
As big as it is, you would think that they would have a release date
for much money as they're pumping into that fucking thing?
A date that they're aiming for, at least.
Are they rebooting it?
Actually, what are they doing?
They're doing a full-on series, yeah.
Yeah, full-on series.
Lord of the Rings series?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But yeah. It doesn't have... God damn it, not Guillermo del Toro.
Peter Jackson.
That's racist.
That is racist. To fat guys with
beards. Oh, I'm like, they're from two different countries, that is racist.
Fat guys with beards.
Fair enough. Yep. Yeah, like anyways.
Guillermo del Toro? No, Cody. Oh,
nah. Shit. Yeah. Dang. Done got fucked up, son.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up.
That's pretty messed up.
Comedy Central's rebooting Crank Anchors.
Really? I'm down. Yeah. How's that going to work? Nobody uses a phone anymore.
They have cell phones. I don't know, but...
have to be, like, happy...
Jimmy time. Kimmel and and Adam Carolla are coming back for it, though, apparently. I don't know if they're executive producing or what, but they are coming back for it.
Executive producing it. Jesus Christ, I can't say that word.
Oh, by the way, the Oscars are pissing off Hollywood yet again.
Yeah, because they want to be able to do award handouts during commercial breaks.
Not just handouts, actual announcements. Oh, and the ones they're doing are like major awards, like cinematography. They're going to do during commercial breaks.
I can fix
Devil's Advocate here.
Oh, is that what it is? Assholes?
Devil's Advocate here.
He's the asshole. Is it
really a major award? Like,
yeah.
Compared to... best actor, best movie. Is that really a major award?
Yeah. It's a major technical award.
Yeah.
That's what, like, Hollywood's pissed off about it, but, like, the fans aren't. Well, some of them
fuck
are.
Fuck them.
But here's how you fix the Oscars. You ready? Are you ready?
Just get rid of them.
Go.
Just get rid of them.
No, you still have them, but this is what you do. The actual broadcast of the Oscars, instead of being however long it is now, what's the runtime?
19 and a half days or something.
I think it's
the lead up is 19 and a half days.
I think it's a 2.5 hour show.
Oh God, no.
If not long, it's no. Longer than that. It's like 4 hours,
3-4 right. Hours.
Here's it. That's it's either pick. Depending on what the length is now. If you either make it an hour long show or a 90 minute show, okay. And this is what you do. You front load the show is a streaming only where you give out all the awards, you know, all the awards that mainstream fans, because again, the ones you would do at the commercial break, right? You still have all the fanfare and everything like that. You still have the red carpet. The people are still there for that amount of time, but you streamline it. And you don't do these crazy musical acts or anything like that in that section. It's a real quick time frame, right? You stream those ones, and then the actual hour long. Go ahead.
I haven't been able to find how long it's been in the past, but ABC wants to keep it to 3 hours this year.
Okay, so it's a 90-minute show now. Okay, 90 minutes on the air of CBS.
Right now 3 hours.
That's too long.
That's what they're doing. So you want to make it an hour and a half. Yes. Is what you're saying. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So we make it an hour and a half.
You tighten things up. Yeah.
But the first half, you still film it, but you stream it. Okay? You're not on actual TV. So you're streaming it so people still get their awards. They still get a chance to make their speech. And then they can make little cool interviews backstage, and you could stream those. You do whatever you want. You can release them slowly on YouTube, drive up your online views. And then you get to main show. You have your host, do the opening monologue, blah, blah, blah. You do your big opening number or whatever you're doing with that. Then you start knocking out the big guys, right?
So it needs to be rapid fire too.
Yeah. So it goes whatever you decide are the big ones. So obviously best actor, actress,
picture,
supporting, picture, director, screenplay. Like those are your big ones, right? So you go through and you're leading up to, so you do screenplay first. You do supporting actor, supporting actress, actor, actress, director,
picture,
and then picture, right?
Okay.
But what you focus on now, though, is because if you just handed out those awards, you could do it in an hour.
Easily.
But you want to give the people time to talk, so you let them talk a little bit more. No, you let them talk a little bit more because you're making it 90 minutes. So they get a little bit longer speech time, but it goes right into the next award. And so the only other stop that you have is one somewhere in the middle. You do the in memoriam. In memoriam,
yeah.
You do that, then that's like your halfway point. Okay, so you have your big opening number, your halfway point in memoriam. And then right before Best Picture, because that's the last one of the night, you do basically a montage-y recap of the year in movies. All right? You celebrate certain things. You throw in little clips from interviews of certain achievements that were made, blah, 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 blah. And you go right in to Best Picture. There's no more skits. There's no more, like I said, you have your opening act. You could do a big musical number. You could do whatever you want. If you have a comedian, you do a monologue, however you want to do it.
Or not at all.
Or no, you got to have something to bring in the night. Even if it's just quick.
I agree that you have to have something to bring in the night.
Yeah, you can't just start cold. You need that little bit of opening.
Yeah.
So you just have three non-award giving out segments. And then the rest of it is just quick, rapid fire. But the only part you slow down is giving the award winners a little bit more time to talk. But you keep them to like 5 minutes.
And that's the thing that you're going to have to stress, yeah.
But that would be... So how many awards did we decide?
Well, best actor, actress, supporting, picture, director, screenplay is seven.
Seven. So seven times five is what?
Come on, 35. Math. 35.
So boom, it's 30 minutes of just the speeches, right? Mm-hmm. So each intro to it will probably take a good 5 minutes. So that's your hour plus, and then you have quick little 10-minute segments for the things in between. That's your 90-minute show.
And I'm perfectly fine with
And then, that. Like I said, everyone else still gets their awards. They just get it on a streaming service prior to like the main event kicking off.
Yeah, on YouTube.
That's basically your pre-show. Right? As they're, it might suck. I mean, you want them to file in and everything first. You want them to be there. But you give those awards out. You still give them the minute to walk up on stage in front of their peers, get their award, say their piece, but that has to go on before the actual broadcast. If the Oscars was only 90 minutes and you knew the bulk of the show was going to be the award winners receiving and talking about it, it would be so much quicker to get through, be easier to digest.
And doing that, you get rid of the whole red carpet stuff.
Yeah. You don't get rid of it, but
you're offloading it to the streaming side.
Yeah,
of things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And everyone has a streaming, and everyone wants to push their streaming service anyway. So it'd be a good way to put eyes on their streaming service. You make that free, even if your streaming service is charged.
Watch it on Netflix.
Or make that day.
YouTube. Watch it on
that day. It's free for everybody, right? Yeah. Whatever.
Catch up on Star Trek.
Yeah. So you can, hey.
Because that's exactly
what I'll do. This day is free because of the red carpet event. You can watch anything that's on any service that we offer. You can watch it free today. It stops being free at the end of the Oscars. As soon as the Oscars go off air.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Then
it's all I'd do is fuck the Oscars. I'd be like, watch this.
Right. But a lot of people would join and be like, all right, well, now I'm finally going to watch. You know, they're not going to, most people.
Watch Star Trek. Or
they'll watch an episode or two of Star Trek.
Something, yeah.
And then they'll be like, oh, the service is actually pretty cool. It's got a pretty easy UA. We'll sign up for it. Simple. I fixed it. You work out the kinks with, like, what you decide. And, yeah, are people going to be upset that not every award gets their big TV? Yeah. Oh, well. It's streaming. They still have their moment. If you want the Oscars to be a more streamlined, popular thing, you have to do away with it.
Yeah.
I don't agree with doing it during commercial breaks because that's you're still just making the show long as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, do it before. Do all of them before. Because it's like, what you're are you
going to... the people,
you do Best Actor, go to commercial, and then sneak on fucking Best Foreign Film real quick, and then, as you come back from commercial, like, people are walking off stage. Like, that's garbage. Don't do that. Just do it before everything.
That's true. I do like that. Yeah, I was trying to find a more extensive list of how long the Oscars have been. It seems like it's fairly inconsistent because it looks like the last year was 3 hours and 16 minutes, but then it lists the 2002 Oscars were 4 hours and 20 minutes. That's fucking too long. It's way too long.
That's like a WWE pay-per-view. That shit too long. Crowd gets anxious.
I also think they shouldn't do it live. They should have it all filmed and have someone edit all the cool stuff together so you don't have all that fucking bullshit in between. That's what I think they should do.
Nah, you can't do it live because it's going to leak out.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, you do it, like, literally, like, that. Like, you do it during the day or whatever, and then, like, at, like, a certain time at night, you throw an hour.
I think you throw a lot of social media stuff out the window doing that.
Yeah, good. Fuck them.
You get a lot of people.
No, because every
celebrities are going to be like, yeah, thanks, awesome, won this, and you're like, well, I haven't even watched it
yet. You're going to spoil the whole thing. Everyone's going to get the results on.
I don't know the results of the Royal Rumble before it happens.
Yeah, but
Elimination Chamber got leaked, so we know that, but that's just, you know.
Well, it'll probably change.
Because they already said that it's going
leaks,
to. Yeah.
The leaks happen all the time, which you're never really sure which one's which. But I just think, like,
Mark Henry won.
Like, I like the idea of, like, sticking to TV, the main ones. Like, yes, everyone else should get their due. It's very important, but put that on a streaming service.
I actually don't care. Either way,
I wouldn't mind watching I would watch the Oscars if I knew I was gonna get it within an hour, hour and a half. I would gladly sit down and watch the Oscars. I think it'd be cool. But knowing that it's fucking a 4-hour runtime sometimes,
I don't give a fuck.
You know what I mean? I just want to see what the nominees were. I want to see who won. I want to see the reactions of the losers in the crowd because that's my favorite part.
Fuck you! You thought you were gonna win?
Because sometimes they're not happy, and it makes me so happy when they're not happy.
Oh, you're rich and not happy?
No, fuck you. No, it's not that they're not happy. It makes me happy that they're fucking honest about it. You know what I mean? Like, if you just lost something, you should be pissed. I don't know if that's just, like, the sports background in me. Like, you shouldn't be happy when you lose. And I love it. Like, there was that old clip of, like, Tommy Lee Jones upset after not winning the Oscar at one time. I was like, I love Tommy Lee Jones so much now. Because it's not like he's shitting on the other guy. It's like, fuck, he really wanted that.
Yeah.
And it's a real honest moment, which in fucking actors, you don't get that a lot of.
Yeah.
Because they're actors. And their job is to fool you.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. What are we looking at?
Oh, Zachary Quinto? Yeah. Nosferatu?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did see that. That looks dope.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And they showed her on the bike. And it's a motorcycle now.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's from the teaser trailer?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have to watch it as soon as we're done here. Tease the fuck out of me.
It's weird, though. I don't remember seeing the kid at all.
What do you mean?
Her kid? The one that gets kidnapped?
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing it at all. Him. I don't remember seeing him at all in the trailer.
Oh, in the trailer? Yeah. I didn't watch a trailer.
Yeah, there's a teaser trailer for it.
Well, yeah, that's what these pictures are from.
Yeah, but I don't remember seeing him at all in any of them.
All right. As soon as we watch, like I said, as soon as we're done here, we'll watch the teaser trailer and see.
Because, like, you see her, on and off the bike. You see Maggie. She's there. I don't know. It's weird. I'm glad it's a mini series, not like some movie.
Right. We can get more of the story.
Yeah. But I think that the picture of Zachary Quinto as old man Charlie Manx in front of that fucking car is super ominous. I like it.
Right.
I like a lot. What else happened? Oh my goodness. Amazon finally releases a release date for something. Good Omens premiere set for May.
Nice.
That's something. Fuck it's something. Christ. Give us a roadmap, guys. Stuff to be goddamn excited about.
Well, there's a lot to be excited about. I just don't know when to be excited.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, that's good news for me, man. Just need some other things to have release dates. And Netflix got the rights to the Breaking Bad movie.
I still don't know what to think about that.
So is that a go? Is that official?
Yeah, it's official.
And it actually has both of them in it.
Yeah. So obviously it's taking place sometime before the end of the series.
Or after?
Nope. The end was pretty ending.
Was it?
Not according to Gillian.
Really?
He says the reason they didn't show him being dead is because they wanted to leave it open for other opportunities.
Dude. Spoil?
Okay? He's seen, what, 6 episodes?
Yeah. But, like, throughout the whole... I saw the ending. Yeah.
Cool. You saw the ending. Okay, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, as he's laying in a puddle of his own goddamn blood...
I've seen worse.
In the middle of his... Yeah. But he's dead.
But so says people are coming, though. Like, I don't think he's dead.
You hear sirens in the background?
Yeah.
Yeah, you hear sirens in the background. That doesn't mean that he's
maybe they get alive. There and patch him up.
Yeah, man.
A couple of paramedics stick their fingers in the holes.
Oh, yeah. Is that how that works?
They're like, we'll wait till we get... Then it's like,
because I remember watching it, and I was watching it relatively, like, no attachment to it. But I remember thinking, like, oh, he didn't die. Like, he's not dead yet. Like, I remember thinking that specifically because people had talked about it. I was like, he's still technically on screen alive. He's probably going to die. But... you see him still alive when it cuts off. So
awful, and I think it's going to undercut the actual ending of that show then.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Because
no, it's not.
The way it ends is him in this weird happiness of realizing that he actually was doing something that he loved doing, which was making meth.
Maybe he loves making fucking prison toilet meth, too. And that's where... The sequel.
But then what? Yeah, exactly. What do you do for a sequel? What do you continue?
You break him out of prison.
You break a different bad?
Yeah. You break other bads.
Breaking badder.
Bad harder.
Yeah.
Bad
harder. I don't like it.
Well.
I don't even know if I'd want to see that, though, in a theater. Or no, wait, not a theater. What was it?
It'll be on AMC and Netflix. AMC and
Netflix. Yeah, maybe I'll watch it on Netflix. Most likely not.
You will. If it came out, you would watch it. Since you watched this series, everyone who watched the series would be like, even if they're excited or upset about it, they would eventually watch it. There's no way that would sit there for a month and you'd be like, nah, still not watching it. And then the next month rolls by.
Coffee, bro.
Hold my coffee, bro. Watch me. Fair enough. Let's see. What else we got? Boop, 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 boop. Your boy Dennis Quaid's making a Christmas series on Netflix, Mike. Steve Buscemi plays God in a new TV show with Harry Potter.
Yeah, I saw the previews for that.
So did I.
Yeah.
I'm okay with Steve Buscemi being God.
It's pretty hilarious.
Miracle Workers, I was trying to remember the name of it. What else? What's happening, Mike? What's going on? Aquaman comes to digital in March.
Hell yeah.
He'll have a, new preview.
For the sequel, like, before he'd even hit 100 million or something like, or...
A billion.
Was it a billion? Yeah. They didn't wait for all the stuff, for all the overseas money to come in. They were just like, boom, sequel time.
Yeah, and they got the original, the screenwriter from the first one.
And what's up with the spin-off one?
They want to do a horror movie based on the Piranha people.
On the Piranha people, which doesn't make any fucking sense to me.
Plus, I mean, who is going to be in it? Just exactly. The Piranha people? Like, I don't.
Well, what if it's just a low budget scary movie?
That's what James Wan wants to do. He's like, I want to make just a scary movie with these creatures. And I was like, I guess.
He'd be the perfect director to do it.
Of course,
he's James Wan, Conjuring and whatnot.
Saw,
and The Conjuring.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, it would be a DC movie, but a horror movie just about those Piranha people.
I mean,
I'm oddly okay with that. Like, it seems kind of cool to me.
I mean, taken as its own project, yes, it is cool, but it's just weird as a spin-off, like technically really a spin-off of a spin-off type of movie, and then to really have nothing to do with Aquaman is really weird.
Just set in that world or whatever.
Just set in that world, yeah.
But there will be a special trailer for Shazam. Like what
Star Wars does,
in a way, yeah.
Like more in line with like their literature. You know, like Star Wars goes off on fucking crazy tangents of characters that were only on screen for half a minute. So it's not as far fetched, I guess. I don't know. It's as weird as when you think about it. Like some of the coolest shit we got from Star Wars was originally.
Something in a book,
You know, like even like the only reason Boba Fett's fucking uber popular and had all this comic spinoffs and stuff like that is just because he looked cool. Like his actual actions in the movie is kind of lame, know. Super
lame. I mean, he wasn't supposed to be anything but in the first movie. So.
Yeah, so for that to happen and then just in this movie where you have creatures in this fucking scary setting. Be like, I like this. We could do something weird with those creatures and not involve any of the superheroes. Keep it a really small, fucking creepy thing.
What do you call it then? Do you link it to the DC movies?
No.
No?
No, no, no.
Well, they said they had a working title for it. He said he wanted to call it whatever that place was called.
Like, you can have links, but you don't be like Aquaman Presents. You don't do any crazy shit like that. Yeah. You just call it what it is.
From the world of Aquaman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, by the way, speaking of that, it looks like Hulu has picked up the adaptation for Devil in the White City series.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You'll love that.
Yeah.
All over the place.
Yeah.
He just ejaculated.
Yep.
Gross.
Netflix picked up something called Sugar
23?
Tits.
Oh.
No.
Sugar
23? No, is that thing's production? Someone Netflix and another company picked up a short story rights from Joe Hill. I saw that too. I'm trying to find it again. I don't know where it went though. I was trying to find that stupid talk about the spinoff for Aquaman because I know he mentioned the name of it because the name of it was where those creatures come from. Oh, Greg Nicotero's doing the Creepshow anthology.
I saw that.
I'm super fucking excited about that. Hopefully they have Stephen King come back to reprise his role as the farmer. the short story is called Fawn.
The Trench.
The Trench, that's what it was. Yep. Yeah. He wants to do it based on The Trench.
Yeah.
I knew it was something like that. I can't remember what it was, though. Fawn is the short story by... Joe Hill. Sugar 23 is one of the companies who, along with Netflix, has acquired the screen rights to it.
Is that the short story they did in that most recent book?
No, those are fucked up.
Anthologies? No?
No. I'm not too sure. Well, the pitch is this. The pitch for Fawn was presented to buyers as follows. Narnia, Hogwarts, Neverland, all magical places that mortals can travel to and marvel at the strange creatures and wonders not seen in our world. What if a door to a magic land was discovered, and instead of a pure-hearted adventure, a man saw an opportunity to change, to charge a fortune for exclusive private game reserve where you can bag a magical creature? That's the premise of it.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah. And most likely it's going to be fucked up.
Yeah.
Because Joe Hill is fucked up.
Yeah, definitely.
He definitely got that from his father.
Yeah.
Like, there's a fucked up bone in those people's bodies. And it is very, very well done.
Speaking of which, King's putting out another book this year.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
What was it called?
Started with a T, right? I saw it. I can't remember what it was.
I just can't believe. I still. How old he is and just how many books he still continues to fucking pump out.
The last one is technically a novella because it wasn't very long.
Yeah, but still.
But still, I mean, literally last year he released The Outsider, a full-on novel, and then he released, spacing on the name right now, starts with an A, Ascension, not Ascension. Can't think of the name right now. He released that later in the year. That was a novella. I found the trench thing now. Where did I see that for the Stephen King thing? I don't know now.
I can't even find the new book.
Oh, Netflix announced the cast for the Jupiter's Legacy.
Oh, I saw that too. I forgot about that.
Yeah, Josh Duhamel playing.
I totally forgot that was in the works.
Playing the lead. He'll be the Utopian, and Leslie Bibb will be Lady Liberty. Nice. And a lot of fresh faces will be playing the kids. So that's pretty cool. And Stephen DeKnight's is show running. So you know it's just going to be fucked up.
As it should be.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've read the comic, but I do remember it being
pretty fucked up. Pretty fucked up. Did you find the Stephen King thing yet?
Nope. I'm actually looking for the Wikipedia article, but I don't... Fucking Google is failing me here. There it is. So much shit in his Wikipedia article.
Yeah, you can't really do that well.
All of his awards. Oh, bibliography. Go to his other fucking page.
And you have to. There's three of them.
Yeah, Stephen King bibliography should be the first one. I can't believe
I'm trying to
read all of these.
Elevation.
Elevation was his last one.
Was the novella? Yeah.
Yeah. The next one is The Institute.
Yeah, The Institute.
And Outsider was before The Elevation.
Yeah, it was early last year.
My next one to read of his books is Firestarter? Yeah, Firestarter.
You want to borrow mine?
Is it Firestarter? Did he actually... I mean, he wrote it, but did he write it as... No, yeah, he
wrote it. It's one of his, yeah.
Yeah, because Richard Bachman, quote-unquote Richard Bachman, wrote the next one, which is Rogue Work.
Yeah.
I wasn't reading those ones.
You're doing the straight up.
I'm doing the straight up Stephen King.
So you did... So the last one you did was Dead Zone?
Dead Zone, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because then you have Firestarter.
Then Cujo.
Which I believe I have both those if you want to borrow them.
Nah, man, I got it digital. I'll read them digitally and then listen to them. Maybe I'll even go back through the Dark Tower book as well.
Mm-hmm. Then you have Christine, Pet Sematary.
I would really like to get to it, but it's like going to take me four fucking ever to get there.
You have a bunch of big ass books in between you and then.
Yeah.
Better get started.
Are you going to read the stuff he wrote with like Straub and stuff? Or is this his stuff? Because like The Talisman is not coming up. I mean, you have The Fucking Gunslinger coming up, but then you have Christine, which is a very long book.
Yeah.
Pet Sematary. Oh, yeah, Pet Sematary is not very long, though. It's half of what Christine is, I think.
I mean, maybe I'd read the Talisman. I mean, because he technically he wrote it. I mean, yes, he wrote it with somebody else, but it's not a Richard Bachman book. That, yeah. That was kind of more or less the splitting points on whether I was going to read it or not is if it was a Richard Bachman book or if it was actually him.
Fucking Christ. It is 1,100 pages.
Oh, that's the page count, isn't it?
Yeah.
Book.
Which is just shy of The Stand.
Wow. The Dark Tower book one was only 224 pages. Felt so much longer.
There's so much in that book, too. But then you realize the other books are just so tremendously long.
Oh, yeah. The book two was 400.
Yeah. Like, they almost double each other.
Three is 512. Four is 787. Jesus Christ. Calm down, dude. Oh, he calmed down a little bit. 714 for five.
Yeah, and then 432 for six. That's not bad.
Yeah.
And then 845 for seven.
Yeah.
Fucking madness.
Oh, my God. Why does it list 2011 it as 1,200 pages?
The illustrated version.
Okay, illustrated special edition. Fuck that, dude. An illustrated version?
Yeah.
Talking about nightmares and not being able to sleep.
Just reading that fucking book is bad enough. Get them pictures in your head. Then you get actual real pictures to fuel those pictures in your head. But, well, guess what? I'm just going to gouge my fucking eyes out of my head. Because fuck this nonsense. Oh, The Regulators was Richard Bachman. Why did I think that wasn't?
I don't know.
Because you don't.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, because Desperation was the one he wrote as Steven. And then the pseudo sequel to it, which is The Regulators, was written by Richard Bachman. It was supposed to be this thing where, like, it was a book they wrote together, like a story they wrote together. But at that point, everyone still knew it was like Richard Bachman, Stephen King. There wasn't fucking for him. Yeah. No one was fooling for him.
Young Guns at one point was going to be called The Regulators.
Aren't they called The Regulators in it?
Well, they referred to themselves as The Regulators, but that was going to be the title of the movie. Regulators. Mount up.
Mount up and roll out. Under the Dome. I haven't read that one.
That's that show.
Yeah. It's the one that got turned into the show.
That's the one where they based that show off the Simpsons movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what's surprising about Under the Dome and makes me wonder why I never actually watched it?
Well, it was written by Brian K. Vaughan.
TV show was written by Brian K. Vaughan. Several episodes, not the whole thing.
Several episodes, yeah. Written by Brian K. Vaughan, and it also starred Vic Mackey.
Yeah. No. He wasn't that, was he? Yeah. No, you're thinking, no, because it's fucking Dean Norris was in it from Breaking Bad. I don't think Vic Mackey was in it, was he?
Mm-hmm. I think it was Dean Cain.
Don't ever despair to Dean Cain like that. Dean Cain has been only good in two things.
He's a national treasure, sir.
Two things. Avengers, Lois and Clark.
That's Dean Norris, yeah. Dean Norris, yeah.
Yeah, Dean Norris was in it, right? It
was Breaking Bad, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I don't remember Vic Mackey being in anything I saw. Yeah. I can't think of the other one thing he was in that was good.
I think he raped somebody in SVU once.
Who didn't, though?
Right?
Pretty much everybody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The who's who of everybody done that. I think Joe was in an episode.
I might have been.
He might have been in a rape though.
Yeah. Joe's definitely
I was the head body.
He was the dead body.
He was the angry bartender.
Did I ever tell you a story about when we were in Vegas and I met that girl who was a professional corpse on CSI?
No, I don't think so.
I thought you were going to say rapist. I was like, no, that's weird.
We were so
no therapist.
Oh,
so for a long time I was
slightly
I was,
less weird. Now. Yeah,
I was really obsessed with like old CSI
people, children,
the one that took place in Vegas, and we were in Vegas for one of the UFC fights, and we were at this bar. And we're talking about like how we were getting ready to go to one of the big like set pieces from the show. This is where like the police station's supposed to be. Mm. And this girl overheard us like, "Oh, I work on CSI." And I was like, "No, you don't. I would have seen you. I've seen every episode." She goes, "Well, no, I play multiple corpses." I was like, "That's the second greatest thing anyone's ever said to me in my life."
Did you ask her for her hand in marriage?
Right.
No.
Right
she
then,
was
right
there with her husband, so that would have been awkward.
Did you ask her for her hand in marriage anyway?
Right.
I did not, no.
Should have.
But it was really funny because like, I was like asking her all these questions. Craigslist.
That's a missed connection right there.
Get on Craigslist?
Yeah.
Because that's a missed connection.
Yeah.
No, I think if you get a missed connection on Craigslist, doesn't it mean you want to kill somebody?
We are men looking for a man.
But yeah, it was a fun little experience.
Very interesting.
Yeah, we're gonna wrap this up real quick. How you feeling with February?
My legs hurt.
Yeah? Your workout's getting easier? You feeling better still?
A little bit. I've been really tired because I've been trying to make sure I have time to work out, and with my work schedule as flip floppy as it is, it's sometimes hard.
That will be a problem, yeah.
I walked over 10 miles in Vegas and I didn't get 30 minutes registered. I was like, how did that happen?
Did you start it though?
No, I did at one point. I was like, because I knew I had like a quarter mile walk back to the hotel room at one point. I was all like, I'm going to start it. And I didn't like barely register anything. But I was so fucking tired after being up all day and running around Vegas all day.
Well, because fuck. Last week when Joe and I did the walk, we walked 3 miles, a little over 3 miles.
Yep.
Is an hour and 17 minutes.
Yep.
Is from basically his front door, essentially his driveway.
Yeah.
To the park, around the park and back. Well, there was a stretch where I had to pee really bad, so I had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
But in that entire time, it only registered, 9 minutes of exercise or some nonsense like that?
You gotta be brisker.
I don't remember what it...
Actually, it'll tell us, right? Where's my phone? Oh. My shoulder's sore, too. By the way. If you couldn't tell from the groan. Right, activities. Workouts. Where is... Outdoor walk. 3.26 miles. Oh, maybe it doesn't tell us. So total time is an hour and 17 minutes. Remember that day, it only recorded, a short amount of minutes of actual exercise. And I was like, well, first off, it was an hour and 17 minutes of workout because I walked. And from what I read on the internet, that's good for working out, especially if you want to burn belly fat, which I have a lot of, and I'd like to burn. And not actually physically burn, because I heard that's bad for you.
Here's what I did on Saturday, the full day I was in Vegas, one full day. I burnt 1,732 calories. I was standing 15 out of the 12 calories. My distance recorded was 9.63 miles, and it was actually more than that because my phone had died at one point.
At 2 points?
No, that was the day I didn't have the battery because we were just walking the strip.
Oh, gotcha.
So I was probably around 12 miles, and it only registered me for 24 minutes. I was like, you motherfuckers. I was so upset. And then the next day I felt like shit, so I was like, rest break.
See, I had 297 active calories registered during that walk, which sounds about right. I do like my average heart rate was 94 beats per minute.
I didn't want to bring up mine. Oh, mine's only 119. He's gonna die, right?
For that walk.
That's very windy, though.
That's very windy?
It was very windy.
Does that matter?
Yeah.
If it's windy,
uncomfortable.
Outside?
That's the walk right there.
You made like a little doodle.
You made like a little doodle.
Yeah. That looks like Krang. That's on the walk a leash. We
did. How'd you do that?
It's all at the bottom of the map.
Oh, shit, there's a map button. Yeah.
What are you looking at? Here.
I'm looking at our walk.
What's the green versus yellow?
Green is when you're going
probably
real fast.
Yeah, probably like speed. Where your heart rate maybe have been up or where your speed was a little bit faster.
Is that weird? Because that stop for the bathroom was bright green. Well, it's red where we stopped for the bathroom, but it even has the little thing where we indented in the field to get the fucking Pokestop.
You zoom in on it; it looks funny because it loops around.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the went down there to see if the bathroom was there. And it was not because that's over by the ballpark, and then over here is actually the bathroom. That half a second hesitation where we read the sign for the small dog park registered as a stop.
I guess.
Jesus Christ. So,
Joe.
Mike.
This month is relatively easy for you, I imagine. What would you recommend next month being that could be equally challenging for all of us?
For all of us?
Yeah. Or do we go to like a percentage calorie burn kind of thing? Like a challenge almost?
It's well, way too much there math. Is a challenge thing within the app that you can challenge. I don't know if you can challenge a group, but you can at least challenge an individual person. And then you get 1 point for every, what was it? 1 point for every calorie burned, I think it was, or something like that. And you just see who can, who gets the most points at the end of the day. I know personally, like for me, I challenged myself a little bit more this month to get like more cardio stuff in. So that's why we're doing the walk and I've been doing more runs. I would have run on Monday, but it was leg day. So I didn't want to overdo that. And then I've been more, conscious of the stand goal. And I was thinking next month for at least me be more conscious of like stretching and stuff. Cause I don't really do that before or after workouts. But something that the group can do.
What about, you got any suggestions for next month's challenge?
Nope.
Well, you're going to do it, so you might as well throw some ideas out there.
Yeah, I just don't have any ideas. I mean, why pressure me? Jesus Christ, man, you're doing it.
Right?
Fuck you. Oh, damn, asshole.
I don't know. For a group thing, I'm not really sure.
We'll figure it out. Next week, we're going to have a couple thoughts for what next month should be. But this month has been fun so far, and then this should be a good week of exercise for me because I'm increasing everything.
Going hard in the paint?
Yeah, going real hard in the paint. Something the Suns don't do.
I've upped the weight a little bit, like 2.5 pounds on
everything. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I added a third circuit to my circuit stuff, and then I upped the weights on some of the things that I felt like I was getting through real easy.
Right.
Some of the things I was like, we're going to keep that weight right there. That.
Yeah.
Leg press.
Like bent over back flies. Rows, you're like, nope, still not there.
Yeah, I'm going to keep those a certain weight. But yeah, I'm excited to see how I feel after next week because it's all increased quite a bit.
Yeah.
So next week I'll be either in a swole good mood or very, very not excited about everything.
All right.
That is it, though.
Okay.
February update.
February update.
February. Okay.
Boom.
Boom skis.
They started a fitness challenge thing at work again. I told them I wasn't going to do it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm like, fuck you guys.
You're already doing a fitness challenge.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Get so it. You could literally just undercut them.
Yeah. Nah, fuck them.
What do you win?
Nothing. It's just to do it.
Oh, well, then fuck them.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I didn't win no goddamn gift cards this time. Last time I cheated. I didn't eat sugar for a week.
A week? That's all it was? You can't do that for a week. I did not eat sugar for a week,
yeah.
No, you can do worked that. But I mean like a fitness.
It was a whole month, but okay. I just cooked sugar out for a week and I was like, I win.
Thing was for a whole month. I was like, you can't do a fitness thing for a week and that's it.
They'll eat garbage at work, so they like feed in fucking Panda Express 5 days a week.
That is true. Like,
that's what I know. They work. And that's
literally like, watched other employees just sit there and buy chips and soda and then go eat that for lunch. And I'm sitting here like, how do you do that? Like, I can't even. My lunches are literally, it's a mashup of a tuna and egg salad sandwich because I like that mashup, and spinach salad and yogurt.
I'm getting healthy.
I stopped doing a lot of dairy stuff. So yogurts got taken out of my diet, which kind of fucked me up in terms of like a good feeling, like healthy snack. The one thing though I found that I couldn't find a dairy replacement for was coffee. Jeez.
Coffee? Like,
yeah. Iced coffee, almond milk, very good. I'm okay with it.
Do a non-dairy creamer. I do the powdered
creamer. Dude, that was a hate. Did you see the hate in his
Not all, not all, not all powdered ones Jesus. Are non-dairy though.
Well, no, they say non-dairy. I honestly
they think are they all taste like, shit.
I think they taste like cardboard, but I'm just they saying that's all an option.
Hot shit. I tried so many of them.
He wants a substitute that's not garbage.
Yeah, because Jen cut out dairy too because of the food allergies, and so we were buying different stuff for her. I was like, this would be perfect for me. We bought a bunch of small things so we could try different ones. All hot garbage. So I said, fuck this. I just bought some dairy sugar-free creamer.
I don't know how non-dairy you're going, but those protein shakes that I buy, they say they're non-dairy, but they are made from a milk protein isolate. They're actually pretty good in coffee. I've done it.
For half a second there, you not seem very confident in that.
No, just like because I like my cup of coffee, you know,
in the morning.
In the morning, it makes me happy.
For you, it's basically the middle of the night,
right?
And then, but like, just not enjoying it was pissing me off so bad. I was like,
dude, right? When you don't get that right taste down, you yeah. just hate it so much. You still drink it. You still drink it,
but not. But you hate it so much. There was a couple of the things that I tried where I dumped the coffee out. I was like, nope, I ruined it. I fucked it up. It's not worth having at all.
Punishment.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's it.
That'd be it.
Yeah, it went over.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Comes naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike.
I'm Cody. See ya. Bye. Just as usual, you came naturally.
Motherfucker.